This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Latoya Simmons, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Quitting smoking is a major challenge for many people. Seeking help and using proven techniques can improve your chances of quitting for good. Steve Babb is a researcher with CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. He's joining us today to discuss ways to successfully quit smoking. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, are more smokers quitting now than in the past?
The proportion of smokers who quit has increased modestly over time. More importantly, almost 3 in 5 adults who ever smoked have quit. This shows that despite the challenges that smokers face in quitting, we are making progress in increasing the number of smokers who quit.
Why do many smokers find it so difficult to quit?
Cigarettes and other tobacco products contain nicotine, which is a highly addictive drug. As a result of their addiction to nicotine, smokers who try to quit experience withdrawal symptoms and urges to smoke that make it hard for them to quit. Because smoking is so addictive, many smokers who try to quit relapse and go back to smoking again.
What can a doctor or other healthcare provider do to help smokers quit?
Healthcare providers can motivate their patients to quit smoking by telling them in a personalized way how important quitting smoking is to their health. Providers can also directly give smokers counseling or refer them to other sources of counseling, such as a telephone quit line. Finally, providers can recommend or prescribe cessation medications for patients based on their histories and needs and explain how to use these medications correctly.
What other things can smokers do to improve their chances of quitting?
Cessation counseling and cessation medications each improve smokers' chances of quitting for good. Combining counseling and medications further improves their chances. Individual, group, and telephone counseling are effective in helping smokers quit, as are 7 FDA-approved cessation medications. Telling your family and friends that you are trying to quit and getting their support also increases your chances of quitting for good.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
It's important for smokers to try to quit and to keep trying. You can't quit if you don't try. Because smoking is addictive, most smokers try multiple times before they finally succeed. Some smokers may be so intimidated by how hard it is to quit that they don't even try. But it's important to remember that almost 3 of every 5 adults who ever smoked have quit. By not giving up and learning from what worked and what didn't work in their past quit attempts, smokers can eventually succeed in quitting for good. Another key to quitting successfully is finding a strong personal motivation for giving up cigarettes. Examples include being there for your partner or family, or setting a healthy example for your children. Once you have identified a motivation, you can focus on it to quit for good.
Steve, where can listeners get more information about ways to quit smoking?
Listeners can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help quitting. Calling this number routes callers to their state quit lines, where they can receive personalized counseling from a trained coach. Listeners can also visit smokefree.gov, which contains step-by-step practical information on how to quit.
Thanks, Steve. I've been talking today with Steve Babb about strategies for successfully quitting smoking. If you're a smoker, ask your healthcare provider for strategies and cessation techniques that will give you the best chance to break an addiction that's a serious threat to your health. Until next time, be well. This is Latoya Simmons for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.